brother. Love you, brother. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I always get help when I come to the Calvary camp meeting here. And so appreciate you, brothers and you, sisters. And, you know, years ago at Camp Zion, God had already saved me, and I was called to preach, and I knew it. And there'd be some preachers up and down the aisle. Back then, they had that leash on them. Anybody remember that? I'm talking about a long microphone cord.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. And they'd still be all the way to the back almost and back up and cross here, and God be on them and God use them. Another brother get up here and fold his hands, read the scripture and preach. God just fall on that place. God be moving. And I thought, well, Lord, what kind of preacher am I supposed to be? And he finally convinced me I could be me. And I appreciate y'all letting me be me, because I'm kind of weird. Some people notice that I got white up front, and then I got a yarmulke right there. That's to keep me humble. All right. Otherwise, I'd look just like Mike Pence. Right. Well, not exactly, but. And I was telling the preacher, I got down here, and I left all my dress shoes and my belts and suspenders, and I got my old work belt on, and I got my old work shoes on, and God knew what I needed, amen. And never was anything anyway. I don't know why we try to strut. Go with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 15. Romans 15. There in Romans 15, I want to read for our text, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's a pretty short text. I want to read it again. Maybe you'll read it with me. Think it over. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, our Father, we desperately long to get in on what you've got for us today. And I pray you'll help this preacher, Lord. We're nothing without you. How desperately we need your wisdom, your power, your grace, your touch. And Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit might have his way. Bless all my brothers coming after me to stand behind the pulpit. I pray you'll bless Pastor Sims and bless these dear folk as they labor around here and take care of us. And, oh, Lord, would you just show up, make yourself real clear to us today. Draw and convict and stir and bless and refresh. Give us what we really need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Years ago, I read this old hymn. 'Tis Jesus calls me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust from Him who reigns above. 'Tis Jesus who confirms the blessed work within by adding grace to welcomed grace where reigned the power of sin. And He the witness gives to loyal hearts and free that every promise is fulfilled if faith but brings the plea. All hail atoning blood, all hail redeeming grace, all hail the gift of Christ our Lord, our strength and righteousness. That being said, I want to deal with our text. Now, the God of hope. You know, Fanny Crosby wrote that song, Blessed Assurance. I'm borrowing the title, but I got the reality back in January 1971, about 11,000 miles from here. And I want you to know this truth just rings in my heart. When they were singing last night about far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains, it unceasingly rolls. Amen. Lower my soul like an infinite calm. I'm talking about blessed assurance. And I know sometimes we don't have as much as we do at other times. Somebody pointed out that it's kind of like when you drive through a country road, you got trees over it, you know, and you see the sun speckled through, all right? But God wants us to break out into the full sunlight, amen? You know, I don't always live there, and you don't either, all right? But God means for us to. Paul was, you know, he was not just, you know, sort of ending toward the end of the letter as he always did. But when he said, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." I dare say, since he was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that must be God's will for us. God must know that we need that, and it ought to make us want that. Now, hope is an interesting concept through the Word of God. And near about as I can tell from all that I've read about it, there's two elements to it. One is confident expectation. Okay? And the other is joyful anticipation. You couple those two things together, confident expectation and joyful anticipation, and you've got New Testament hope, all right? And Paul's praying for their abounding hope, and from the God of all hope. Hope that springs from God, hope that's based on God, that's based on His faithfulness, that's based on His Word, that's based on His truthfulness. Amen? That hope is a good hope. He has the God of hope. What a thrilling name, the God of hope. You know, in different places in the New Testament, the God of patience and consolation in Romans 15:5, the God of peace in Romans 15:33. The God of all comfort in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians 13, the God of love and peace. 1 Peter said it. He's the God of all grace. But Paul referred to him here as the God of hope. Amen. Thank God I got hope. And it's not like a bad check. It's a good hope. Amen. There's something in the bank. He's the God of my hope. He's the object of it, and he's the author of it. He does the filling. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, he's the God of my hope. And when you realize it's God Himself who is the source of my hope and the support of my hope and the substance of my hope, when I realize it's God Himself who is the basis of my hope, the foundation of my hope, the fountain of my hope, and the fullness of my hope, then rest assured, blessed assurance is on the way. Amen. Well, we're talking about blessed assurance. And it is a great blessing from the Lord. God wants us to have it. God wants us to walk in it. You can just mark it down. When we know we got it from God, and we know it squares with His Word. Amen? That's blessed assurance. That is shouting time. May He fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Fill you. Interesting thought. When He fills us with all joy and peace in believing, it kind of crowds out everything else. It kind of forces out the daily cares and the pressures and sort of lifts us up above the circumstances. I know you heard about that fella. Somebody asked him, "How you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm doing okay under the circumstances." Said, "What are you doing under there? Huh? Well, I tell you what, it's in blessed assurance that we find ourselves even flying over the circumstances sometimes. Yeah, we're aware of them. Yeah, we're dealing with them, but we got blessed hope. Amen. Amen. It's what'll drive you to come to a meeting like this. Amen. May He fill you. I mean, to be so filled is a great blessing from God. Pink said it's eminently desirable. Amen. Blessed assurance. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Well, Paul's praying it for us, and God wants us to have it, so we ought to desire it. This thing, we ought to desire to be filled with blessed assurance. It's God's desire for us, and God's desire for us is pretty clear. He said in Romans 8:32, "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" I read over in the Song of Solomon where he said, "Eat, old friends, drink ye. Ye drink abundantly, O beloved." I read in Isaiah 55 where he said, "Ho," that means, "Hey, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters," plural, abundance. "And he that hath no money," it's okay. Amen. As a matter of fact, you've got to be empty-handed to qualify for grace. Amen. "He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat." I'm as much a beggar today as I was when God saved me. Amen. "Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you labor, and spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me." And then he says it. "And eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness." Amen. That's the overflow. We're talking about a blessed assurance. Paul made it pretty clear that that's not something that ought to be foreign to or ought to be the exception. God wants it to be the rule in our lives. And if you're saved by God's grace, it can be. Now, if you're not and you're trying to work it up, as my wife says sometimes, good luck with that. That dog won't hunt. Amen. May He fill you with all joy and peace. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. I didn't make that up. You knew that. That's Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. Rejoice in the Lord, Paul said in Philippians 4. And then he said, "For you Baptists, and again I say, rejoice." I needed him to say that again. Amen. I don't know about you. You think about it, in our own hearts and in our churches, when we get filled with all joy and peace in believing, you consider how much conflict there would really be. You consider how much discord, how much strife, how much bickering, how much nitpicking, how much negative spirit, how much fussing and fighting. You can tell I'm a Baptist, amen. How much of that would go on? It gets crowded out by blessed assurance with all joy and peace in believing. Yeah. You know, whenever you get filled with joy and peace in believing and abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about you won't have to plead with folks to be faithful and to obey God. Now, I know we need to reprove, rebuke, and exhort, brethren. Amen. I understand that. But I'm telling you, there'd be a whole lot less need for it if folks get filled with blessed assurance. I'm talking about saved. I'm talking about I'm really going to glory. I'm talking about Canaan land is just in sight. Instead, folks filled with joy and peace, with all joy and peace, they're in love with the Redeemer. You know, And they're too full of blessed assurance and too occupied with praising God and the Lamb forever in order to, you know, that keeps them from getting a bad spirit and a negative, critical attitude, you know, peevish and petty and fussing. Instead of foot dragging, you know, instead of foot dragging, they'll be high stepping. Amen. What a difference. What a difference. You say, how do you know? I know in my own life. Say, you ever drag your feet? Boy, howdy. Yeah. But why drag my feet when I could be high-stepping? Amen. I mean, saved to the uttermost. That's not just a song. Too full of blessed assurance. In such a feeling, feel you whenever that's there in your life and in my life, and whenever that's there in folks' life in the church, you know what it does? It's like a rich oil on the machinery of the church. And the body goes to functioning. I tell you what, it causes her to operate smoothly and efficiently and effectively without friction. Amen. Without the inner tension, without the unnecessary undue heat that so often comes in church life. And that's as God intended it. Rejoice in the Lord always, he said. And again, I say, rejoice. Well, it's hard to get mad at your brother very long and very deep. Amen. When you're rejoicing together in the Lord, it does something to you. And a feeling like that, it just absolutely is like oil on the machinery. In other words, you get a crowd of Baptists saved and assured and excited about it, and you got a worshiping, working church. And God gets all the glory that's due to Him, and that church goes forward, and God's work gets done. I'm just saying that that's the way God intended for it to be. And, you know, how does that joy and that peace, how does it comes in believing? Faith is the channel. That's what he said in our verse. Faith is the channel through which God pours all joy and peace in believing. Amen. The joy and the peace comes from God. It's through faith in Christ. And it's produced by the Holy Spirit. In that verse, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, all you got is black ink on white paper. What are you saying? Oh, I love my Bible. It is the Word of God. But I tell you what, it's only as the Holy Spirit operates in me that I can appropriate it. Amen? He's the one that we need to apply it to our hearts more and more. And that's what Paul was saying. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's in believing. It's by faith. And it's through the Holy Spirit. And you know, that's the same way it was when I got saved. That's the same way it was when you got saved. If you're saved, I'm talking about by grace through faith. Yeah, we keep living by that principle. Paul said, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Totally relying upon His grace. Joy and peace and belief, and that ye may abound in hope. Oh my, that ye may abound in hope. Yeah, that's kind of like enough and then overflow. That's that very same word, abound, is used over in Luke 9 and verse 17 when the 5,000 were fed, plus the women and the children. And then the Bible says that there was a running over excess of 12 baskets full. Amen. I mean, the fragments that remained, that word remained is the same word here for abound. That you may abound, in other words, have the overflow. 12 baskets full. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll get over on somebody. Amen. That's why we need each other. Amen. We do. It's why I forgot what the brother was talking about. I mean, I didn't forget it, but I forgot how he worded it last night. But I'm talking about that overflow and that impacting others with that overflow. That word abound, exceeding abundant and above and beyond measure and beyond measure. I tell you what, sometimes it's shout or die. I mean, you don't want to explode. Amen. Some people just sit there and let the blood pressure go up and steam come out there. That's all right, too. Amen. Whatever you do, I'm talking about that you may abound in hope. That you may. The more that we rest in Christ and all that He is to us and all that He is for us. And by the way, that's what faith is. That's what the believing part is. The more we rest in Christ, that's the believing. And all that He is to us and all that He is for us, the more joy and peace in believing. Then we abound in hope, and that's blessed assurance. May He fill you with all joy and peace in what? In believing. In other words, believing or faith stands up on the promise. Amen. Gets up on the promise and the faithfulness of the promiser. And then that you may abound in what? Hope. Confident expectation, joyful anticipation, abounding in that. All right, so you got faith standing on the promises of the promiser, and then you got hope kind of climbing up on the shoulders of faith and looking out directly into the eye of the future and all eternity and triumphantly crying out, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Somebody ought to write a song. Amen. I'm talking about that very same thing, that blessed hope. Hope stands up on the shoulders of faith that's standing firm, square on the promises of the promiser. And hope cries out with Paul, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope cries out up there with David and says, although my house be not so with God, yet He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure for ordered in all things and sure. I got a brother on the other side now. Such a blessing. He didn't know it. He mentored me and we fellowshiped real close, you know. And I'd be finally seeing something, you know. I'd be finally seeing something, and he'd look at me and he'd say, sure. Sure. Well, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, sure. Yet He had, I mean, David standing up there and said, yet He hath made with me an everlasting covenant. I believe that'll do. Amen. But it's ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all I could ever desire, all my desire, although He make it not to grow. David went on, said, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? People that talk to themselves aren't crazy. They're the sane ones. Amen. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Hope cries out with Job, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Oh, whom I shall see for myself, I won't have a stand-in. Amen. Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. And as I get older, I think about it a little bit more. But I'll tell you what, blessed assurance with David, and say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hope cries out with Paul, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well, we're talking about blessed assurance. I guess you figured that out. So, we can go ahead and believe God. We can go ahead. His Word is true. Listen, He really means it. You remember how He saved you? You remember how you knew? You knew. Maybe somebody else around you didn't know, but you knew. And you knew so much that you figured everybody else would know. I mean, you knew. His Word is true. He means it. His promise is valid. His Son is the Rock of Ages. He'll never change. He's absolutely faithful. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. That tells me, listen, He wants what God the Father wants, and He wants what God the Son procured for us, as they were singing about. Amen. He purchased it for us. He wants to manifest Christ to our hearts and to fill us with all joy and peace in believing that we might abound in hope, confident expectation, joyful anticipation through His power. Amen. Well, Paul's benediction, I'm almost done, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope. That's like a good check. Amen. And good hope through grace. It wouldn't be good any other way. If it in the least bit, it was involving me, no, it wouldn't work. That'd be a bad check. But it's not about me at all. It's all about Him. Jesus paid it all. Amen. All. Amen. God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Amen. Blessed assurance. Can I read it to you one more time? 'Tis Jesus calls me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust from Him who reigns above. He said, come on, come on. You can stand on it. Okay, now let hope climb up on the shoulders of your faith. Amen. I know whom I have believed. 'Tis Jesus who confirms the blessed work within, by adding grace to welcomed grace where reigned the power of sin. And He the witness gives to loyal hearts and free, that every promise is fulfilled if faith but brings the plea. All hail atoning blood. All hail redeeming grace. All hail the gift of Christ our Lord, our strength and righteousness. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Preacher.